Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Three of the most important questions that will ever confront you are, one, where do you want to go with your life? Two, how are you going to get there? And three, once you've arrived, what are you going to do? The first question deals with your goals, the second with your ethics, and the third, your significance as a person. Some people are content to simply survive. They are the ones who do as little as possible. Content with minimal input, they're satisfied with minimal reward. They are not the ones who make things happen. Sadly enough, far too many people fall in that category. The next group are the ones who have clearly defined goals and they reach them. They are the ones who are considered to be successful. But having reached their goals, many of these dynamic, driven, successful individuals still find life is empty and has no purpose or meaning. Like J. Robert Oppenheimer, honored with the Nobel Prize for his achievements as the 20th century greatest physicist, who spoke of his success as no more satisfying than the, quote, taste of ashes on the tongue. They arrive, yet they're unhappy. They sometimes become cynical, sometimes depressed, sometimes suicidal. But others reach a deeper or higher level of meaning called significance. Those who lead significant lives are not necessarily wealthy, nor famous, nor in demand. They are the ones, however, who touch the lives of others in such a way that our world is a better place as the result of what they did. Oswald Chambers was such a man. Turning down scholarships to study art at the finest universities in Europe, Chambers studied at the University of Edinburgh. Then he enrolled in a small Bible college where he eventually taught. People said that he was wasting his life. "Not so," replied Chambers. He eventually went to Egypt and died before he was 40, but he left behind a legacy of inspiration in his books. "I am not many, but only one kind of fool," wrote Chambers, "the kind of fool who believes and obeys God." Yes, there are the Mother Teresas and the Amy Carmichaels, along with others who had significant lives. But there are also those whose names never appear in the news. They are the ones who see a need and quietly fill it. Justin Lebo was such a person. At the age of 10, he found bicycle parts in a trash can, fished them out, built a bicycle. In the next few years, Justin rebuilt over 250 bicycles and gave them to underprivileged kids who could never afford a bicycle. I'm also thinking of a nurse who gave up a good-paying job to work in a hospital in Africa, working primarily among disease-infected patients, many of whom carried the HIV virus. Then there is a Filipino evangelist who delights in crossing mountain ranges to go into the next village or valley and tell people that God can deliver them from pagan superstitions. Question: what is it that causes some to look beyond the image of success and seek significance? What causes some to begin to look at the world through the eyes of Jesus and make a difference? An encounter with God? Overcoming selfishness with generosity? The realization that life is short? The answers vary, but one thing is sure: no one is ever happier than when he or she lives a life of significance.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.